Yeah. Okay. 아니, 니 말라. 오케이. Yeah, before translator come in, so we're gonna just summarize. Like first, here we are talking about what you say. Yeah, Sanchenchika school. Talking about Strantuka school. Yeah. So in Strantuka school, last week we talked about consciousness, yeah? Consciousness. Consciousness. So, actually, I already mentioned that consciousness, important consciousness, and everything we already covered. But I want to, you know, like, consciousness, there are many parts of consciousness, many different ways of division of consciousness, yeah. So here in sutra, consciousness we divide in value cognizer and non-value cognizer, yeah. Consciousness, we say consciousness is object possessor, and then also we talk about object, the way of asserting object and object possessor, yeah. Where of asserting object and object possessor. So, object possessor here we refers to the consciousness. Consciousness we divide in value cognizer and non-value cognizer. Yeah. So actually, we already clear definition of value cognizer. Value cognizer. Yeah, value cognizer and non-value cognizer. Also, okay, I want to make sure that consciousness also we divide in conceptual and non-conceptual. Yeah, there are two types of consciousness. All consciousness include either conceptual and non-conceptual. Yeah, conceptual and non-conceptual. Yeah, conceptual means conceptual. Which consciousness that we call conceptual? Yeah. That is, we say, something perceive the object without thinking. That consciousness we call non-conceptual. It's usually we say in a conceptual means like kind of refers to the thought, yeah, thought. We say Buddha doesn't have conceptual mind. Does Buddha have conceptual mind? No, because we say Buddha doesn't have conceptual mind because Buddha doesn't have thought. Yeah, he see everything directly, like something in his hand. He see everything like he see everything as our eye consciousness see the object. Yeah, like face to face. He doesn't have to think. That means he doesn't have thought. That means he doesn't have conceptual mind. He's all which minds or consciousness belong to Buddha, yeah? All are direct perceiver, all are value cognizer, yeah. But you sure, yeah? Conceptual and non-conceptual, yeah? Conceptual and non-conceptual. But conceptual mind and non-conceptual mind is we say non-conceptual mind. Non-conceptual mind and direct perceiver. What is different between non-conceptual mind and direct perceiver? I mentioned that here in this sutra school, direct perceiver always can be mistaken. But, yeah, non-conceptual can be mistaken. Yeah, because the Dhyaya Sutra definition of Dhyaya Perceiver. Dhyaya Perceiver means is what is the eliminate of concept and non-mistaking. Perceiver never ever can be mistaken. But non-conceptual mind, yeah, we say the perceiver is non-conceptual mind. Non-conceptual mind is not perceiver. Yeah, it's different. Yeah, does it make confuse or not? But you give me example like the perceiver never ever what is it mistake, but conceptual mind, non-conceptual mind can be mistaken. Yeah. Which non-conceptual mind can be mistaken? We say eye consciousness, ear consciousness, tongue consciousness, everything, or like all those consciousness, all can I what to say? There are six sense consciousness. Yeah. Any of all six sense consciousness can be all six consciousness are non-conceptual and also can be mistaken. Just like you think eye consciousness, yeah? Eye consciousness can be mistaken. Yes. Consciousness can be. Eye consciousness always necessary to be direct perceiver? Not, yeah? But eye consciousness sometimes can be. Why you find like example like eye consciousness when we have like kind of jaundice problem, when we seek like jaundice or everything because then when you see something like mountain, when you look mountain, actually mountain is white. When you see yellow, yeah, it's mistaken from your eye. Your icon on that time, your icon is in the middle. It means like eye consciousness sometimes can be mistake. Then ear consciousness, all sense consciousness can be make mistake. That's why we have to purify all consciousness, because we, all ordinary persons consciousness are affliction. Yeah, that mistake. All our consciousness, all persons' consciousness are contaminated. Yeah, you know, contaminated. Is contaminated means? Yeah, contaminated means always conjoined or always concurred by affliction mind. Yeah, always connection with the affliction mind. That why our ear consciousness, all sense consciousness are contaminated. That's why all sense consciousness can be make mistake. If you're not contaminated, it will never ever can be made mistake. But we say like Buddha's consciousness are contaminated because it doesn't connect with affliction. Yeah? Because our mind or even every consciousness contaminated by affliction. That's why, yeah? Yeah, because ear consciousness, sometimes we just like kind of, actually there is no kind of sound, something, yeah? Sometimes you kind of like sound here, kind of like by your what is it? Too much wind problem, then you kind of hear like sound or something, yeah. Yeah, just something, yeah, just like, but every, yeah, like kind of sense consciousness has kind of mistaken, can be mistaken, yeah. Your tongue, also we say in tongue consciousness make mistaken, we say in what do we say, if you see in Prajna Paramita, you know, it's 8th chapter, so when Buddha tests some food, you know, Buddha tests food, his tongue tests food, all food are delicious. For us, when we test food, yeah, then sometimes food is not delicious, some food is delicious, yeah. But our sense, like, minute between that food is delicious or that food is not delicious. But actually, there is no absolutely delicious food, yeah. It's because some food is delicious for you, some food is not delicious for me. Yeah, we cannot say this just like our desire or desire make like, oh, he's beautiful, he's not beautiful, he's handsome, he's not handsome. Just like, is they just really, how do we say, impute over, like, oh, very absolutely beautiful, absolutely handsome. But actually, there's no absolutely beautiful, no absolutely handsome. Just like sound, you know. Even you hear like kind of singing or listening, when you somebody singing, when you listen, yeah. Or is this singing is really nice for you? This singing is not nice for me. It's not. Is this singing is very interesting for you? No, that thing is might be not. This singing is absolutely interesting, yeah? Is we can find absolutely interesting kind of singing, yeah? That's why our ear consciousness kind of like discriminate between that singing is good, that singing is not good, that sound is good, that sound is not good, yeah? But if you say, oh, ear, oh, that sound is, but maybe it's not good, you know? Yeah, it's like kind of, yeah, like, this is a, in sutra, we, this is a conceptual, non-conceptual mind and direct perceiver. Direct perceiver is a little bit different. Direct perceiver always can be non-conceptual. Non-conceptual doesn't necessary to be direct perceiver. Yeah, this is a, then here we say, so everybody clear, valley cognizer and non-valley cognizer, yeah? Very clear, yeah? Valley cognizer and non-valley cognizer. What does mean valley cognizer?
It's not really clear to me.
Valley cognizer means? With definition like valley, definition of vaguely cognizer is we say incontrovertible knower. New and incontrovertible knower. Yeah? Valley cognizer means mind, something, understand something first time, yeah? Initially understand or how to say. First moment to understand, the vaguely cognizer. First moment. Then what? Second moment understand, which mind something. And second moment, that we call, yeah, subsequent. Said like, does Buddha have kind of subsequent consciousness? Yeah, because we say Buddha's all mind. All Buddha's minds are vaguely cognizer. Vaguely cognizer, yeah? Then you say, oh, Buddha's mind cannot be vaguely cognizer because he has first moment to understand and second moment to understand. But second moment, understanding of second moment doesn't rely on first moment. That's why Buddha doesn't have subsequent. Just like us, okay, example, like, first time when I see this table, okay, first time, see this first table, somebody explain me, or this table, blah, 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 yeah? Then, or my eye consciousness, first time, understand the table, first time, yeah? Then second time, when I understand table, second time, my understanding of table, second time, is rely on first time to see, first moment of seeing, yeah? If I don't see this table first time, I cannot understand second time, yeah? It's rely on first moment. It's rely on kind of remembering. Yeah, sub-second time like this. Yeah, value cognizer and non-value cognizer. So, also here, also value cognizer, we say direct value cognizer and versus inferential value cognizer, yeah? Direct value cognizer. Direct value cognizer means sometimes, just like example, our eye consciousness, your eye consciousness, okay? Eye consciousness, when first time, your first moment, yeah? When first moment, your eye consciousness, first moment to see or first moment to understand something, on that time, we call your eye consciousness is direct value cognizer. Yeah? Direct value cognizer means direct perceiver which understands something first moment. Yeah, that's why here you just like think, oh, it's like kind of useless something, because we are talking about why we interfer. Eye consciousness is direct value cognizer, or ear consciousness is direct value cognizer. Mistaken or non-mistaken, because we have to analyze, check how our eye consciousness perceive the object. Does our eye consciousness perceive the object correctly or incorrectly? Yeah? Just like us, okay, if you want to really example, like, if you don't check your eye consciousness, how can you reduce your attachment or desire, like something, yeah? Like, because my eye consciousness, like, see something object, like, maybe like some kind of flower or something beautiful or something, yeah? My eye consciousness first time to see, and then my desire, my all, lots of kind of desires, okay, lots of kind of desires that come out from external things, by seeing or by hearing or by taste. Do you think so? What do you think? Yeah, because lots of desire, you know, desire by come out from singing, come out from hearing, come out from taste. Yeah? If you really don't see like something, or like maybe if you don't see this house before, if you don't see this house before, how you gonna? All of the, that's why all like kind of desire or attachment really produced by our eye consciousness or ear consciousness, then nose consciousness, yeah? Yeah, first see and then mind make a project. Yeah, mind project, oh, is project over and over. It's very, first your eye can see this house, then your mind, oh, this house is very nice and very comfortable, then you make more, what do you say? How to say? It's takanda it onsel in debaji. Maso tobe agres. Atash dele.
Oh,
that's the idea. Ani, ngaso tada di ngotsu metizun dosu.
Ngaso.
Ani, nge tada lori ge tada di dare perceiver tada ngaso ge migi shiba, nai shiba, nai shiba, che shiba, luji shiba, yiji shiba ase. Da kanda ngaso ge ngosun tu shi de ge. Ani, choronsa yandi nalo ngaso shi de di takaadze ge chi nenga mengi ge zonda uji 통고 연도 커버데 든가 체시지리스 생 나로라 존다 지야라 내가 체시 디간라 내가 체시지리스 라 내가 체시 인다 가르슬라도 상발에 가서 미기시바 나이시바 나이시바디 마무지 담에 나서 손이 다치 가서기 지시 아니 캉발라 소바다 아니 지기 가서 다 간다지 차발라 소바 마무지 뭐야데 망치에 가서기 다 엄붕아이 왕신아이 톤이 아니 데라야 아니 또베기 드로타네 이도 원체는 데바지 따네 아니 가서래 디간래야 어 드네지 따네 디왕기 아니 가서래야 생이 나로래야 다니엘이 차단도 콘트 맘부 요 드네지는고 드네지 데와지는 레그도 와스 라 드네지 데와지는 레그 요바 인사 가랑저기 미기시바 나이시바 나이시바 지시바세 가서 시바 장면 봐 지 고 건져바이나 카리마이나 미기 셰바디기 파쇼 다디 유 칸데지 통구두 미기 셰바디기 파쇼 유드 통바 나제기 유드 다가른 두 문두 나기 셰바데 오네 탄네 고 다지 오네 탄네기 가츠기 다니엠보 나기 셰바데 다니엠보지 통 다니엠보지 고 아니 데 고발라 테네 도베기 아니 이도 온셀엔 데바지 따요라 뜻 따발에 아니 나기 셰바기 튀반 다 냠두 아니 소주기 간대지 퇴기도 퇴반 나지 린도 림도 미기 셰바디 통마 나지기 다가라 린도 림도스 어 도저기 돈에 가서래 오늘 전에게 아니 집아 집에다 어 드네기 돈에 가서래 아니 용다 집에 어 드네기 에 다 간다 탑시 드네기 돈에 가서기다 미기 셰바 나이 셰바 셰바 마무지 도 셰기도 와
그래서
어 드네지스
So here we are speaking about the direct perceiver, the direct perceiver, such as eye consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, ear consciousness, and so forth. So here, you know, when we speak about the direct consciousness, we should not take it very lightly, because when we, whatever the direct consciousness, such as eye consciousness, perceives external things such as houses and so forth. As it perceived by one's direct consciousness, and then it sends message to the conceptions or the one's thought or conceptual thoughts. And the conceptions or our thoughts is the one that superimpose on the external conditions. In other words, our the ordinary conception has a tendency of projecting the external phenomena, external phenomena, beyond as it is. In other words, it is superimposed. So therefore, it is by, perceiving one's eye consciousness or heard by one's ear consciousness and test by one's tongue consciousness and then a sense by one's body consciousness and so forth and which then superimpose on the actual existence of that that external things and so therefore everything that we see through our eye consciousness or our direct perceptions, our direct consciousness, that actually, sends the message to one's thought. And the thought is the one one projects, it's the way of projecting the external condition by these conceptions are superimposed. It is beyond actual reality of how things really are. So therefore, it is because of that, we see things by our eye consciousness, and by seeing that, then induces negative thoughts and emotions such as attachment, aversions, and you know, biased way of looking at things or biased views and so forth. So therefore, when we go through those explanations or the teachings on those, you know, direct perceptions, we should not take those at very lightly, because it is very important to know. Because first, when we will see things by our direct conceptions or our direct perceptions, which will then, you know, induces the thought according to the direct perceptions. And so now what is important for us to know here is, now, is this things that really exist by way of, is things really exist the way it is actually perceived by our conceptions? Because our direct perception sends the message of that particular thing that is seen by the direct perception to the sense conceptual thought. And conceptual thought is the one that actually projects the particular things. And then so now we have to analyze and see, is it really there as it is actually projected by our thought consciousness or our conceptions.
Oh, DJ. Da nga zo gi jinang yi wang xin nga zu zu chang ma jiang ya de. Nga zo gi ji gi ya chang jie gi guo huang lang lai de ya lai ji gi nga zo gi mental consciousness di kan lai ji gong dou jie ji de ji bu kan de ma de das. Zu zu chang ma ya de xin de ko ani nga zo gi ong bong ga de xie ba kan ga ani chang ma jiang ne free fire chen de ya chang ji guo huang de ya de. Ra?
So it's very important to understand those, you know, sense consciousness, in other words, or the non-conceptual or the sense consciousness. We need to understand this, because when we speak about accomplishment of the state of Buddhahood or the enlightenment, so enlightenment or the state of Buddhahood can be accomplished by means of purifying those consciousness, entire consciousness, including sense consciousness. So we should not really think about, you know, we gain the state of enlightenment by relying only upon our mental consciousness. We also need to rely upon our sense consciousness, because it is through the pacification or the purification of one's sense consciousness, all our consciousness, including sense consciousness, will again lead oneself to the state of enlightenment.
Oh, did you? That nga rang su gi son dang ba yin ani nga su ong bung ga gi da kan da wang xi xi da kan da xie ba de su mang bu ji gi ani xi ngu bu la da ti xi ngu bu ga ani de la da ti ni ani nga su nang gi xi ba la ya ani tu xi ni da ti ni de ji ni nga su le kan ge mang bu ji ta sen nao lo mang ji kan ge dou di fa nga rang su gi ji dang gi son dou ji dang ba yin na ji nang de sen nao lo le ya nga su gi da ni ri cha dang kong zhuo nga ji mang bu ji xie ge de ni na mang xie nga wo ne tang ne ge son ya bu ji dang ba yin na ji gi wang bu xi ba de zu gi xi ngu bu le ya da kan da wang bu xi ba de zu gi da dang ji wo de ne zo ne da kan da sen ge nao lo le sa ma ko ge ani zo de zu mang ji ge wang bu xi ba de zu le de ni heng ge de bu ji ri mun de be s
So here, when we look at our mental, you know, agonies. And mental agony is not really arises mere, you know, it's not really limited. The causes and condition of mental agony is not really, you know, limited to the mental consciousness itself. If you look at our mental agonies, you'll be able to see that there are many of the many of those agonies are actually caused by our sense consciousness to the large extent. Because it is just first one perceived external object or whatever the phenomena that may be perceived by one's sense consciousness. And sense consciousness, by perceiving that sense consciousness, then the mental consciousness is actually, begin to superimpose on the object that is actually seen by the mental consciousness. In other words, the sense consciousness is the one that actually sends the message to the thought consciousness, the mental consciousness. Mental consciousness, which is the conception and the conceptual thought, is the one that superimpose on the external objects. It is in this way we create all kind of agonies, mental agonies within oneself, such as attachment, aversion, and sense of discriminations and bias views on the different phenomena and so forth. So therefore, it is very important to know about what is the nature of the sense consciousness and the functions of the sense consciousness. And you should also know what is the benefits of knowing the sense consciousness and what is the disadvantages of not knowing the sense consciousness.
Okay. It's clear, yeah? <It's>
So for five sense consciousness, we don't need to purify, right? It's only the mental consciousness that you need to purify.
chi dota mambu de shu che de kanda nga zo gi mento na lu ngur de yina nga zo domi gi shiba koran la ya wan shi du la ba yina wan shi du koran wo ji wi cha pa de du sa ma yo res pe na nga zo wan shi yo ra wan shi domi ji ba wan shi nai ji ba du zo ngo la ya chung de gi da kanda nga zo gi cha pa de wo du sa ma wo du yo ri yin za da nga zo domi shi ba jang jang se de kanda domi shi ba gi tong bu koran yu ji tong ba yina yu de tong ba yina yu ti ane chi yi tongpa na zhe yi kala wara pashu chi dhota ga shu su mandua ji pashu dhota ga shu su mandua ji rwa o tende chine nga su ta kanta tongmi shiba jangya tende ro yi res jang se de ina tongmi shiba ngo ji bi ta tshie ta o dhutsu tu yo ra ta kanta ina ya chi nga su ki nangju ki chi lam la shuwe la ya ta tongpa nyi ki gaja singe ra wudan da da madu ba ya ane chi gaja ओ तुजो कि गाजन जेंगे कि तुजो शिवा तुजो समा मांचे दे गा जो कि तोबा कि मेंटो कां ले रा यहाँ ठीक कि दांजे दां ओ तुजो कि यहाँ चीन चीने गा जो ले आता कांडा नांजो गा जो कि नांजो मांचे कर शी दोर से लो तुजो संभाले गा जो कि दांजे कि जवां चीने अन्य ची गा जो कि लो चुबा मांबुजी कि कोल्ले बचे कि रेस रा chigi tomi shiba mishi dhuzhugi tangbu yu ji tong ane di wangi chaba dan dhamana mamuji digi legi yoba di chitang sivu nore da ta danzin da zhiya ra.
So there are the sense consciousness which actually induces attachment and aversions and so forth, and there are sense consciousness associate with the negative thoughts and emotions such as attachment and so forth. But it's very clear if you think about your eye consciousness. Your eye consciousness is observing one particular object that is attractive, and it is by looking at this attractiveness by gazing upon the attractiveness of this particular object, and that sends the message to your thoughts, which creates attachment. So if you look at it in this way, there's needs for, you know, sense consciousness to purify it. So here, then there are a lot of other things. You know, of course, when we speak about meditation on emptiness and refuting the, you know, meditation emptiness by refuting the object of negations and understanding the selflessness or the emptiness is definitely done by the mental consciousness. It is the object of mental consciousness. However, there are many delusions or the negative thoughts and emotions followed by the sense consciousness. So, for instance, because it is through the sense consciousness, the way the sense consciousness actually perceives that particular object, which enables one to generate negative thoughts, such as self-cherishing mind and self-grasping and grasping at self and so forth. This is very clear.
The question is still the attachment and the pride and anger, they are the mental factor, right? So maybe the sense consciousness can send the message of the image, but sense consciousness without the mental cannot produce the anger. So
yeah,
how can you?
True, yeah.
So when you have anger and everything associated with external object, you need to purify the sense consciousness. Sense consciousness is a direct perceiver, so doesn't impute.
Yeah.
Sense consciousness is that direct perceiver.
就当个，是，今朝啊，怎么主要的什么？哦，他那个是那王部主个王先生的，就当个王部是吧？我孙子的。 아니 도미 시바제 데 카가 자고레스 지도 야니 로리 나로라야 아니 너 데버코스 다바이나 아니 세부요레스 아니 다가 나제기
라 we have to make sure ne quality glowar buche tante we have to make sure that there's you make a distinction between sense consciousness and direct consciousness. Okay, there are again which is mentioning that there's sense consciousness that are mistaken.
특가르스나 나도 주다 고말래야 아니 센선바다 오마 라지바 아니 텐주와 드스원 로바이나 다다디 도데발래야 나서기 엄부 모숨슬래야저라 엄부 모숨다 엄부 시바니 쳬바자 그랬어 엄부 모숨래바이나 고토미 시바 라지 도데발래 엄부 시바슬래바이나 콜레타 간다 간르 몸분나 와시에제데 간다 코스 참아 주리도 다 야쇼 두다 코마레 엔도바이나 센잠바다 두순도바이나 왕실레야 아니 가자 덴두 왕실 나세데 왕실레야 칸다 아니 토바 나제기 아니 돈바니기 가자 아니 덴바 두바도 왕실 나그레세데 딘자 왕실 몰라 로트바 자그라 로트바 자바 인자 로트바도 참마 칸다 칸다 나조기 다 디몰레야 다 칸다 나조기 변나 왕실 몰레 뒤차도 자바이나 그나 왕시 원래 뇌찬다고 잡아이나 담보 가서 왕시디기 미기 시바디기 파슈 이도 모아라야 이도 원신 대바지 거의 아버지 통네 통네 아니 드네바 또베기 바 도다제 바 고 침부 줘봐라 인자 네 러데드 망치에게 지당데 가서게 가사기 단진시에디 디 왕기 나라서 예왕도 로드게리데 수수치오도 망치에 오네 탄에게 나라서게 냐뉴고 돈에 바 시바이나 지 망치에게 엄부 시바도 저기 조지 지 변한 가라 속이 지 파주 다당 니엘라 지바이나 파주 다데 콘투 사사기 무디 덤부 미 마통 바이나 쇼 콘투 사요 마라 아니 지 차바 제사기 유 다치 초랑이 지 초간다고도 초랑이 지면다고 임바이나 차바 제사 유디 덤부 미시기 마통 바이나 쇼 차바 지기 마라 저 어디서 참아 아니 파주 가족이 엄부시바 두족이 가족이야 ta kanda mental ya kuni da ti ji ani mental ya ani ya ta kanda yi du mun se le de ba ta ne ba shu che mu ji ani di kan la nga zo gi chi khung do nga je zen ma mu ji du le gi da ta kanda khung do sa yu da du sa ma ma che nga ra zo nga ra zen do shi ba ina ma che da mu mi gi thong ani de ne na ani chi gi khung do sa ya da zar zar sa ma di kan le gi da
zeng
nga ra zo na ji ko se bu no de da Tachi Kansagi Danzegi Samaya Kansagi Danze Tatuna Nazo Changi Lishi Nibunal Suma Naji Koi Jiza Tatu Maloja call a draw Mugazid Koi Jiza Tatu Danzel Dunishibaina Naranzo Char and Dread Mado Shuji Nazo Tarazo Son Kotumdo
So here again, we need to understand the difference between the sense conscious and direct sense consciousness here. So in the sutra, this, the philosophical tenets of the sutra system, they make a clear distinction between the sense consciousness and direct sense consciousness. And with regard to sense consciousness, it is not necessarily that there is a direct consciousness. Rather, there are many wrong consciousness of sense consciousness, such as wrong eye consciousness and so forth. So then here, then again, if you look at a different philosophical set, different philosophical system, or the tenets of the different philosophical standpoints, if you look at the detailed explanation of the mind and mental factor, according to different philosophical tenets, particularly in the Madhyamaka both, Madhyamaka Prasangika and as well as the Chittamatra or the Mainoli schools propounds the appearance of the true existence. Or true existence, appearance of the truly existence, is happened to both sense consciousness, and then external existence. When it comes to the Chittamatra or the Mainoli schools, they reject external phenomena, and so therefore it says. To the ordinary sense consciousness, there is an appearance of external phenomena. And then the Prasangika said there is an appearance of the true existence, or the intrinsic existence to the sense consciousness and so forth. So then, then there are many, other negative thoughts and emotions induced by our, sense consciousness. For instance, if you haven't seen through your eye consciousness as an attractive object, you will not generate any attachment towards that object. So this is actually causing, our sense consciousness is actually causing, generation of negative thoughts and emotions. So it is a cause. So then, in order to combat with the actual negative thoughts, emotions, we need to combat with the cause or causes and condition that induces the negative thoughts and emotions. So therefore, then also, like if you look at one attractive, or looking person, and then right after that, it is seen through your eye consciousness, but your eye consciousness induces attachment with regard to that particular person and so on. So we can actually see this through through our own experience. We know this through our own experiences. How the sense consciousness actually becoming a cause for generation of negative thoughts and emotions.
感觉是什么？那时候，那那边就等于弄一下了。莫西乌的家子，因为他，刚当个的学的了呀，啊，可是呢，当他是前一辈子那些。 If we teach like according to the like monastery system, it's hard, you know. I just like try to in our life experience like how we produce our eye consciousness like kind of attachment like something, you know. It's like really clear like because we have it's in our life you marry with your wife or husband, you know. You marry with wife and husband. Before you marry, you get attached, desire. Without you see your husband, how you can be married, you know? How you can generate attachment without you see. Through singing is induce or, what do you say? Induce or conduce, yeah? Attachment. Then this when you see and then, oh, your husband or your wife, are very handsome, or very beautiful. Then your mental, then conceptual mind, project over limit. Very, huh? Yeah, over qualities, yeah. Very, 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 very nice, yeah? Then, yeah, first time when you have strong attachment, then over. Then after that, then, yeah, we have like anger, jealous, pride. Like this, same as like, oh, last time I buy a car, oh, it looks nice, or then... No, I have like kind of car problem or something, or just like lots of kind of problem come out from external things. And external things, first time you have to see by your sense consciousness, yeah? Without seeing sense consciousness, I think that we have less, what do you say? Less problem. That's why when you do meditation, yeah? In Tibetan, we say gom jub. I just mentioned that gom jub. Meditation, when you say, close your mind. In Tibetan, you say gom jub. If you just like in Tibetan term, okay, gom is meditation, yeah? Jub means close. In English, we say do meditation, yeah? In Tibetan, we say gom jub. Jub means close. Close, what does it mean? Gom jub means when you meditate. Close your all consciousness, like only one, keep one. Means you close all your coarse consciousness, like eye consciousness, ear consciousness. If you close all those things, you couldn't see, and then your mind will be calmed down, you know? Your mind, that you just have only kind of, only kind of, what do you say, a single-pointed mind, and then other all minds close. Yeah? That's why it's a gum job, yeah? That's why... Lots of things come from through the sense consciousness or something, yeah? Problem. It's like kind of, this is like we just like experience in our life. It's clear, yeah?
Rinpoche, I saw sense conscious only recognize maybe, oh, it's a woman, or it's my mom, or it's my girlfriend. But as far as beautiful, attractive, or ugliness, that's a function of mental consciousness. Sense consciousness, oh, that's Rinpoche. But as far as dislike or like, or attractive or non-attractive, that's a function of mental consciousness?
That is like sense consciousness, like when you see, like, when you really kind of like in during the angry time or something, yeah? It's very clear, yeah? Angry time. Very angry. You have very angry. Then you see somebody something on his face or like kind of wrong looking or like red face or something kind of like looking nervous or something, yeah? On that time, your that everything, the external things, the action, external actions seen by your eye consciousness, yeah? But it doesn't exist there according to your eye consciousness see. Whatever your eye consciousness see, that means sometimes your eye goes, oh, very beautiful. You see. First you see, and then your mind project. Like, but usually if we, in middle school here we say consciousness, sense consciousness has 나쪽에 나쪽에 지나게 왕시에던 도서 삼아치 뇌차다 순된 조야 유미기다 디고래야 아니 지나게 오마도서 나로래야 도서 뺨시비 도요리 써봐 뇌차다 순된 조야 유미기 당 안나 가서 뒤토네 아니 손 담바이나 안처럼 세우차그리스 간다 뇌차 콘트로 나제 라야죠라 오다 왕시도 뇌차도 순된 조야 뇌다 문두스 王姓生意的王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓王姓 디 온 마도 왕실래야 아니 지금 늦자다 너네 추바 맞아 봐이나 왕실 통바 나지 참아 요거라 인자 추지 유라 이거 봐 추지 내라 이거 봐 추지 땡라 이거 봐 추지 땡마 타진라 이거 봐 세디 어떤 가서 디간라 야 드손다나 디즈 베시엔 로멘도스
So in the Middle East schools of thought, there are many arguments are made whether or not there is a sense consciousness that is associated with the delusions, such as attachment, hate, anger, and so forth. There are many, arguments is raised in the Middle East schools of thought. And then also it is one thing that I wanted to mention here is that if you look at the lyric, and you will also find the causes of the error, or error in referring to one's consciousness, error of consciousness. The cause of the error exists at the object, the cause of error exists at the basis, and causes of error exist at the place, and causes of error that exists in the immediate condition, immediate conditions, and causes of error that exist in the faculties and so forth. So there are different causes of the mental errors, sense of the errors of our consciousness, including our sense consciousness. So if you really study, extensively and detail about the mind and mental factor, then you will have a lot of questions. You can't really make a distinction. You cannot really draw a line, the black and white. There's no such, sense consciousness associated with delusions and so forth.
Okay. That was all my dog in the honey. That kind of very well connected. I need the Nina, Ombuye. ngosung sema dilaya anga so ki da randi che ne jo ngosung che da dus mom ja so ta ti na lo le randi da dus sama mom de ji je za de ne ta ne jo ngosung se de chono nam ji gi yogi de repressive se de du si gi da ne tu tu so ne jo ngosung se de ya chi na gi ta nga so yung gi ne jo ngosung se de du si ne ta nga so chono zun di na lo le we can kan da nga so ne jo ngosung se de nga so gi ta love she word 이네 가서 가서 공도 마치에 내종 웃음디 아니 레우숨바 나로래 제바 디자 내종 웃음시에데 아니 타투나고 세난 주루인바 안 드네네야 아니 지기 상제기 뭐래야 살래야 아니 줘야 이어봐 아니 다 간다 가서기 내종 웃음디 에 빼래야 지 세난 타투 주루인바데 아니 가서기 빼래야 치던 총기 드즈일 치더 총기 드즈는 다간다 가서 빼지 자요.
자서.
我都拿钱给，人家那种我送些的，俺那大刚他希腊送这个，新年的拉东西送这个定银子，他新年的拉东西的呀，这个拉东西的，新年头巴拉，俺那拉东头巴拉呀，俺那新年头巴我都做过呀当，我都是怎么，他我们俺是怎么，忙不及的写的了希腊过来呀，俺怎么都进的这些写我吃的，我认识。
So now here we speak about this direct perceiver. There are four types of direct valid cognizers: self-cognizing, direct valid cognizers. So we went through that, and sense direct valid cognizers, and then the mental direct valid cognizers, and then followed by the yogic direct valid cognizers. So now, So then, again here, when it comes to the last, the fourth yogic direct perception, yogic direct valid cognizers, the detailed explanation of this will be found in the third chapter of the Pramanavartika. Pramana text, the Pramana Vartika text, and you will find a detailed and extensive explanation of it. So here again, when we speak about yogic direct valid cognitions, is the yogic direct cognition, direct cognition, as that it is an exalted wisdom that directly realizes subtle phenomena such as impermanence or so, either across the subtle selfness of a person, dependence upon a meditative stabilization, that is union of calm abiding and spatial insight, and it's on uncommon empowering conditions, right? So this is actual, you will see this one in the actual definition of yogic perception. The definition is a direct perceiver, in other words, a non-conceptual, non-mystical, and exalted knower, and it is, in the continuum of the superior that is produced from the meditative stabilizations, which is a union of calm abiding and spatial insight. So here, the actual, etymology of the yogic, direct yogic, yogic cognizer is a senang tartuk sumi barumje. It is senang tartuk, which means the ultimate, clarity, appearance and clarity. So when it comes to the ultimate appearance and clarity, and there you will also find the explanation of the exemplifying. So exemplary, ultimate clarity and appearance, which is great, middling, and the heat level. So those are the divisions that, and then also the explanation that you will find detail in the third chapter of the Pramanavartika.
Yeah, this all we mentioned last week, and also last week we talk about inferential value cognizer. Yeah, this all maybe is everybody clear, yeah? Inferential value cognizer, this. Now, today we're going to talk about definition of non-value cognizer. It's page number 12.
So if I were to ask, since we're in the non-valid cognizer and then the valid cognizers,
page number 12.
So, So then now there's a valid cognizer and then, you know, non-valid cognizers. So if I ask the question to you, is this necessarily be, since as long as there is a consciousness, is it necessarily be either valid cognizer or the non-valid cognizers? So what will the answer for you guys? There's no such consciousness that is out of this, you know, doesn't belong to one of these two. One or another, whether it is valid cognizer or it is non-valid cognizer.
There is no any consciousness, neither of them, yeah? Neither of them learn degree.
Do it alone, do it alone.
Yeah, this.
Say
everything is one or the other. Yeah, one or other. Do you think? What do you think? First, you really have to make sure value cognizer, non-value cognizer. They're like opposite, yeah? Just like example, like value cognizer. Value cognizer means first moment knower and whatever know. It's easy there, object is there, yeah? Non-value cognizer, it doesn't. Is opposite of value cognizer. Like we say non-value cognizer, just like we say here they like subsequent cognizer, wrong consciousness, doubt, correct assumption, awarenesses. Those all are non-value cognizer. Just like we gave example, like we have like all ignorances. Ignorances, yeah? All ignorances are non-value cognizer, yeah? Why? Yeah, because they are no valid, yeah? If no valid means, what does it mean? Non-valid.
Not established through true
abstain. It's not truly established. Yeah, not truly established. Yeah, like, just like all ignorances, all wrong consciousness are non-valid, you know? Non-valid means, value means useful, yeah? Non-valid means doesn't use, cannot use anymore, like non-valid. Just like we say, oh, your passport is valid. Your passport expire maybe September, then non-valid. You cannot use anymore, yeah? Like this, all wrong consciousness are non-valid. Non-valid means its object doesn't useful. It doesn't use. It doesn't, it is there. It's like expire, it's gone, yeah? No there. Does it make sense? Yeah? Valid means use, non-valid, no use, yeah? Expire, like, kind of. Yeah, just like non-valid cognizer. But non-valid cognizer, or non, just like, okay, first, there are five types of non-valid cognizer, yeah? First, we say, subsequent cognizer. Subsequent cognizer, can you give me an example like? Like eye consciousness. First moment, eye consciousness is something. Value cognizer, yeah? Second moment, subsequent. Subsequent cognizer, yeah? But its object is this there. But
So, we find there are five types of the non-valid cognizers, out of which the first one is subsequent cognizers. So why the subsequent cognizer is not a valid cognizer? What is lacking? The subsequent cognizer is not a valid cognizer? What is lacking? Is there any the part of the definition is lacking?
Yeah, first moment is knower. Subsequent cognizer is knower, but is not first knower. Yeah? Yeah, depends something. Yeah, first knower. It doesn't first knower. It's clear, yeah? It doesn't first knower. It's like kind of second knower. It's not first knower. Yeah, that's why, yeah. Then lack of definition, lack of part of definition is first knower. Okay? Then here, then we say subsequent cognizer. Do you think conceptual mind and non-conceptual mind? All concept, do you think wrong consciousness, does wrong consciousness have subcognizer or not? No, yeah? Yeah, that's still no. Because subsequent cognizer means is always, is no, it relies something in the second moment. All ignorances, wrong consciousness doesn't know anything, yeah? Yeah? Doesn't know anything. It's no realizer. Yeah, it's no, it doesn't realize. Wrong consciousness doesn't realize, yeah? Do you think the wrong consciousness realize something? No, yeah? Yeah, because why wrong consciousness doesn't realize? Because it doesn't have object. It doesn't have object, yeah? Subsequent consciousness has object. Wrong consciousness doesn't have object. Just like wrong consciousness, like, okay, our conceptual, ngasugi rubung, rubung gola ranzen tobala, rubung ranzen tobala, itu zambale ya, kol object yomara. Kaso kol rubung gola ranzen banaji, rubung gola rai yomares.
So, let's take an example of the consciousness is apprehending the rabbit horns. So the rabbit horn is being an object of this particular consciousness apprehending rabbit horn, but that does not exist. The actual object that is apprehended by this particular consciousness does not exist, right? So,
in a object mundo, apprehending object mundo.
So when we, if you look at our way of looking at the sound as a permanent. So our consciousness that apprehends sound as a permanent, and the sound being permanent is as object, but that does not exist. Therefore, its object does not exist. Object of this apprehension is does not exist, so therefore it is a lokshe, which means the wrong consciousness.
Oh, the jani that ni no toba dropped that the samje tan dozu sama karsana chorong sula ya di kan la ya chidang di becha na lo la chorong su everybody can see definition inside here, yeah, definition, but here main point, do you think so? Why we should have to know this? But everybody know value cognizer, non-value cognizer, yeah? Yeah, why should we know this here? What important for you to know this? That's good, yeah? Then, you have something idea or something? Do you have kind of something, example, something to we have to know? Do you have some example, something? Is something here, just like in a in our life to apply something. Why should we have to know this? Is something related to attain enlightenment, or is it related to something purify your mind, or yeah? Because here first we know subsequent cognizer, yeah. Subsequent cognizer and wrong consciousness. If you really don't know, this is mistaken, this is not mistaken, it is no wrong, it's no wrong. If you doesn't know, if you don't know discriminate between correct mind and incorrect mind, and how you apply, how you purify, you know, how you purify your mind. Yeah, what is right, what is wrong? Yeah, that's what we have to know. Just like here, doubt. Doubt is first you make sure, because lots of in the, because when it like kind of, this kind of doubt in like 나쪽이 지기 타바 예민제비기 다 간다 나쪽이 지 타바 요 말이 아니 타바 생긴데 유나 메나 좀 드네기 나쪽이 도바 나쪽이 지 나쪽이 다 간다 나쪽이 드롭드 시운데 잠발야 넘버 상제비 추기 나로야 나쪽이 liberation liberation 상제기 고방스 라줘라 다 계속 나쪽 도바들에 오 상제기 고방 유나 메나 오 드네기 나쪽에 도바지래기라 드네기 도바들레바이나 나쪽에 가르치기로도 잠발야 나쪽이 아니 람 로바 테기레스 라 타바 요 마레스래다 타바싱이 유나 메나세드 두송왕기 나쪽야 상제기 람라 테기 쳇들야 나쪽 람 로바 테기레스 이자 드네기 도바다 오 두사마 나쪽 고금두스
So, why it is important for us to know about all this, you know, the non-valid cognitors, such as wrong consciousness, doubt, and so forth. So let's take example of importance of knowing this doubt. You know, if you do not know, you know, what's the functions of the doubt, and what is the result of having that kind of doubt, then you will not really recognize the doubt and disadvantages of having doubt within one's continuum. So therefore, let's take example of someone who is who has a you know doubt of whether or not the liberation is possible, whether or not the state of enlightenment is possible. So it is because of that kind of whether or not, some kind of you know doubt pertaining to the achievement of liberation and doubt pertaining to the achievement of state of enlightenment will take us to a wrong directions, will take us to the wrong path.
Inza dan dig namlo le ya te cham da dig namlo le ya ma su drop de si de da an du si ne pa du si ne ma su gi ta ba yue na me na sam ma gi ta din de ji kan la ba kin do ga ta ma su dig namlo le si de gi dig namlo le si de gi wrong consciousness lo si du si de de ji pa kun do ne nga ra su gi ji dan zen kun do nga ji ani ji du su gi ani yun du da mun du lo shi kandi ri o ting zian tang di kan la pa ki ne du su sang ma pa ki ya ra da kan da di na lo shi de da ga zi nga zu ma ra yin za pa ki ne nga zu jian ya ri es
So now we need to you know really know about why we are learning this wrong consciousness and doubt and so forth So in this particular text when we speak about wrong consciousness So then one can relate this wrong consciousness to the self-grasping mind. And then similarly, one can relate this understanding of doubt. It's a doubt pertaining to achievement of liberations and doubt you know, relating to achievement of state of enlightenment and so on.
And that the nina ngazugi yiju correct assumption. Yeah? Mare da mare dogla ani ngazugi tesandalaya ani ta chinzengi lodu ta ninzengi lodu ani tesandalaya kare tesandala sunyo
dangyo
dangyo je oh dangyo tesan dangyo tesan tesan sumyo yes 因此他定义那路铁上四目个南路了呀他亚训的位置刚才你定义个铁上你的定义个铁上你的定义个铁上都是什么路线的意思定义个铁上都是刚才我做给他定义个亚训的位置你亲娘比铁上去定义个铁上我都是路线的意思但定义个铁上铁上才是做做他刚才我做给三个南路了呀做三的 senjung shiba na ji ki da kanda senjung ngo la ya o du si ge res da kanda ta di te sam de da nga zo ma kin ro we na ji ta ba yu na me na ma zo di te sam ji da nga zo o da da ba yin na da ma da ba yin na te sam de nga zo se ba yin na ta ga zi nga zo le ya ji gi ne ba ji ga ya ji da pe na de la ma de ta ta pe na de ni kan ba yin na ka lo da de shen ba ji ga da
this.
Bena Rere Takanda Databa Ina Damadaba Ina Takanda Pa Chu Jinji Kanglaya Chu Jinji Kanglapa Databa Ina Madaba Ina Tesan Seba Ina Digi Tahazi Nasulaji Affect Takanda Nujin Rodan Jingin Sundo Machian Rodan Tahazu called Nujin Titumdo. That is some Jimbajikalaya, oh, Taba Yomari Taba Yomaris Yuna Minas a Tesan Jibaina, Nasulaya Chi, Lam Loba Teda, Jingin Sundreda, the Nejusaya, and Tahana Jigia, that Taka Mudas a Tesan the Sosula Tijani, oh, not Taba Ina, not Metaba Inaze, Sosula, or the Neg Taba in the Metaba Inaze, Sosula Kiji Kiji in Juan Dre, Ubi, and Toba Jibaina. Mataba Yina, Mataba Menas, the Nej Levina, not to chew, and the Neshu Chimbujan also, Jay to Womar, and Tahanaja, another chule, Dona Shuchimbudan, Shuchimbuja, Matu a day, another Tanzan Shuchimbuja, Tiwangi Jays. Oh, the Nedida, Yinza, digging Devadi, oh, tell something Yuba in a corn Devu Cardu, call New Chakardu, Jungi Chakardu, Pembi Chakardu, then also his Sibu Hako got the kitchen Buddha.
So speaking about the doubt, there are also, three different kinds of doubt. Doubt that corresponds to the reality and doubt that does not correspond to the reality. Doubt that likely to correspond to reality and does not correspond to reality. So both, in other words, the equal doubt of whether it is or not. Maybe, probably it is, probably it is not, and so forth. So here, So what is important for us to know about the doubt is, for instance, if you have a doubt with regarding to certain objects, such as the sound, whether the sound being impermanent or the permanent. So with this kind of doubt, it doesn't affect our mind. It doesn't affect much. There's not much, effect to our mind. So now, apart from that, if you relate to the doubt about ourselves, being as a human being, as a human life, or as myself as a human being, is me or I? Is it impermanent or the permanent? You have that kind of, undecisive thought with regarding to yourself being whether permanent or impermanent. So then there's a big effect. There's a great effect to our way of thinking about ourselves. So if you have a doubt regarding ourselves, whether I am being permanent or impermanent, then you will not have a genuine enthusiasm of engaging in the practice of the Dharma. That becomes an impediment for one's own practice of the Dharma. So doubt, having a doubt or doubt regarding oneself, whether oneself is being permanent or impermanence. So then, it is because of this doubt. You see, what kind of the result would produce by means of this particular doubt? What is the advantages of having this doubt and the disadvantages of having this doubt, and knowing the doubt is something that is impediment for one's own practice. Advantages of knowing the, impediment of one's own practices and Dharma practices and so on. So therefore, you really need to know about the result that is really given rise by having this kind of doubt within oneself.
Can you notice this?
So, what do you think about? How is it?
It's a problem of doubt, yeah? But here, definition is clear, yeah? So, doubt also, they give you like kind of example. So, but we have to know like kind of advantage of doubt and disadvantage of doubt, result, yeah? Just like we don't care. If you have doubt, like, oh, this table is permanent or impermanent. If you have a kind of doubt, this table is permanent, impermanent, it doesn't affect you in your life or it doesn't affect your practice, yeah? Do you think so? If you have a kind of doubt, like, oh, am I impermanent or not impermanent? Does it affect something? Or am I permanent or impermanent? You're not sure you are impermanent, yeah? If you are not sure you are impermanent, you will not remember death, coming death. Yeah? If you remember impermanent, if you kind of doubt, oh, I'm permanent, impermanent, it means you really not remember you're impermanent. When you remember impermanent, then you remember death. You remember you are changing constantly changing, yeah? Then you remember, oh, there's only one thing useful, only one thing useful, that is Dharma when we die. That's you, yeah? Then encourage us to practice Dharma. Oh, maybe tomorrow I have to do something sometime. Yeah. That's why, like, doubt is kind of reason. Like, we are talking about attaining enlightenment or Buddha, omniscient mind, liberation, yeah? Okay, then you think, like, in Buddhism, talking about, like, attaining enlightenment, is this attaining enlightenment or not enlightenment? It's kind of difficult. Maybe not. It's just, like, believe something, yeah? You have kind of doubt, it's take you to wrong path. It's reason of kind of that doubt take you to wrong path. Yeah? Just like we say, oh, self-consciousness, also we say, oh, it's still our mind is not strong and we doesn't know anything like without relying on something, yeah? That means self-consciousness, or that's we have to something purify mind and then something understand by without relying on something. Yeah, this doubt, okay, reason of kind of you then wrong consciousness or just like here, like give an example like oh wrong consciousness. You see, oh, a white mountain is yellow. Who care? If you see mountain is yellow, who cares? Somebody care? Nobody care. Yeah. Who asks you? You see, mountain is white or yellow. Who care? Nobody care. We don't interfere. Yeah. That means give you example. Oh, we see, but mountain is white. But we see when we seek kind of jaundice problem, we see mountain is white. Mountain is yellow. According to you, see mountain is yellow. It doesn't easy there. There's means all wrong consciousness, object, apprehending object doesn't exist there. Just like this example, when we're angry, we see something. Whatever you see, it doesn't exist there. Yeah? All ignorance. Kind. This we bring back, you know. It's kind of give us method to how wrong consciousness perceive the object. Yeah, this give us method to apply, how to method to check how mind, how your positive mind perceive the object and how your negative mind perceive the object. This is kind of method. That's what we learn. It's not like just like philosopher. It's not just like knowledge. Okay, if you learn, you use, you know everything clear. Yeah, it's useful. Yeah. Okay, then that digital YouTube. That YouTube de la ya ane chonzo create assumption ya. YouTube sing the kanda YouTube sing the chonzo som tama ina. Di nalo le YouTube. Everybody see here definition very clear, yeah. But it's a definition of a correct assumption is what is it? Factually concordant, determinative, nor that is controvertible in determining its object. But here say, 就当一句拿落来呀，我做个，呃，路易先生的点点是哪个？ 所以现在的研究生的来看的呢 always correct assumption means correct means what does it refers to the object. Correct assumption is which conceptual mind has apprehending object. Yeah, which conceptual minds apprehending object is exists there. You know, correct, yeah? Correct means apprehending. Object is correct. Object is easy there. Just like I have like, oh, conceptual mind. Correct conceptual, what is it? Correct assumption of table. When I correct assumption of table, my mind, which conceptual mind, yeah? Correct assumption table is correct. Means it's table. Object is there according to your mind. Perceive is table is there. It means correct. Correct means object is correct. Correct. Yeah, object is there. Correct assumption. But it does it understand object? No. Yeah, it's incontrovertible means it doesn't. It doesn't mean deceive. It means it doesn't understand the object. Like correct assumption means first conceptual mind to perceive something. Like thinking, okay, just like example, first time, okay, you have never seen this table. First, your eye see, okay? Your eye, you come here and then you see this table. Maybe you see this like kind of Tibetan tablecloth, what is this, yeah? Maybe somebody, yeah, this tablecloth, okay? First time you come here, you see tablecloth, yeah? Your eye see, yeah, but nobody explain to you. Oh, this is a tablecloth, blah blah. Nobody explain to you. Then in your mind something appear like kind of this cloth, whatever you see in your eye consciousness, yeah. In your mind is appear in your mind, yeah, in your conceptual mind. On that time, conceptual mind does understand this table. Maybe your conceptual mind like thought, oh, this is a kind of cloth. What a cloth is a kind of thinking thought come in your mind, yeah? On that time, thinking or thought in your mind, on that time, is that mind is correct assumption, but it doesn't understand, or is a tablecloth, or blah, 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 doesn't understand. Then after or somebody introduces, oh, this is tablecloth, blah, 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 then you understand first. Okay, then you give assumption, you improve assumption, yeah? Then you analyze, oh, this is a tablecloth. Because it is a cover, you give reason by yourself or something. Yeah? Assumption, correct assumption like this, yeah? It's first moment. Just like we example, like we have correct assumption of emptiness. Ngazo karsana yichu sengi de chu kante ji na chama la kon zengi yichu de yoris.
We all possess this correct assumption with regard to the phenomena.
With regard to phenomena, yeah. Da ngaso ki pena tambo. Yichu singe de ko pasho de tada ji tuwa mar de ina ya ngaso ki pena tomba ni roji la ba ina ngazu tongpa nyin zinbi yichyo di yor da ngazu tongpa nyin la kwa shang shang zhou ji kwa digi cha xian zhou ji ngazu ha kwa gori da yinna tongpa nyin ngazu ha kwa gori zin ha kwa gori ma re yinna tongpa nyin zinbi yichyo di yor da kanda tu ma shi ngazu kar lo gori si lo di zamba le da di chiyo kanda ji jiyo ba yinna da da nyang dun ju su sun yu toba ji yor es o tila yichyo lo gori es pya na ngi da gi chiyo zi sin jiyo ba yinna ta ga na sem na lo ya Jozo o nyambi kanda ko loji legiris. Ni dadi kambas jibayina, takara kambas in senla tenhej legira. O disu sama, o dnegi da kanda toba disu sama ichi yuri ilo, da kanda ichi yuri zed.
So, here, this, the correct assumptions. Correct assumption apprehends its object, but it does not ascertain its object. So all of us have a correct assumptions regarding phenomena. For instance, we all possess this correct assumption, of emptiness. Because we have studied about emptiness and we know all of us have our own understanding of emptiness. Based on the explanation that we have found in the text. So therefore, we have some kind of, you know, assumption with regard to emptiness. So therefore, we all possess this assumption of emptiness. So then, here, similarly, whenever we speak something, whenever we express, whenever we verbalize some kind of object and so forth, and along with the verbalizations and the thought consciousness is followed. For instance, when someone says, "Jokzi," which is the table, and then at the moment the expression table come out from the mouth of the person, and then the assumption, in other words, the thought that apprehending the particular you know, object, such as table, is followed. Similarly, when someone says that house or this house, and at the moment the expression is spoken, it is the words house is spoken, then the thought that apprehending the particular object, such as house, is followed.
Is clear? More clear. Is confusing? No. Yeah, usually it is a correct assumption, okay? Correct assumption is like kind of before inferential value cognizer.
That's all. So, correct assumption normally, you know, generated within the continuum of the individual prior to generation of the inferential cognizer of certain object.
Yeah, just like, yeah, he just translated mentioned that, yeah? When you express table simultaneously create an assumption of table. Do you know what I mean, yeah? You don't know?
At the moment that you have expressed the word table, simultaneously the thought apprehending the table is generated.
Yeah, thought apprehending
table is
generated. That thought is correct assumption. It's dinner chair. Yeah, Tudu Karsana, Nazuki Tambu. Daddy Jiba, the Nazu Karsana Tambu. First time when you express table, yeah? But you don't know table, yeah? But when you express, immediately, when I express table, it comes in your mind, yeah? It's like thinking. Or I say, also you can repeat after me. I say, express. If I express table, it's in. this expression of table repeat in your mind, but you don't repeat it from your mouth. Already, when I say table, it's coming, table, in your mind. But you don't know what does table mean, but just express, yeah? That time, it's like correct assumption means. It doesn't mean correct assumption like, because in English, it's kind of, in Tibetan, you say, yichu. Yichu. It's really, it's first time to start to analyze from your mind. Yichu. In Tibetan word, okay? In English, you think like, assumption is really like, oh, I oh, assume Rumbuchen is here in the center yesterday, but he is not there. It's not like kind of assume, yeah? Oh, I assume Rumbuchen is in the center when I came here this morning, but he was not there. It's not correct, yeah? You assume and you assume I am here, but I am not here, yeah? Yeah, but in Tibetan, yichu, yichu means, yi means mental, chu means analyze. Analyze from mental. It means first time to analyze. First time to analyze means, when you first time to analyze, you don't understand, yeah? When you first time to analyze something, do you understand? When you first time to, okay, yeah, it's clear. When you first time to something, do you understand? When you first time to analyze something, do you understand or no? Yeah, because you're analyzing for understanding, yeah? It means you don't understand. Yeah, over and over, check. It's like, yi chu means yi is mental, chu means analyze. First time to analyze. Thought of something, yeah? Yeah, mentally analyze, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, analyze, yeah, yeah. If you don't understand, well, on that time, yeah. Analyze, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, assumption, before you understand it, analyzing time. Analyzing time, yeah. That is, actually we say, if we say like, anytime we need kind of correct assumption, if there's no correct assumption, it's very, even like we understanding of emptiness, understanding of full noble truth, whatever, you know. If you don't have correct assumption of grasping or apprehending emptiness, you cannot understand emptiness. First correct assumption, then this correct assumption analyzing improve, and then inferential value colonizer, then inferential value colonizer, then go up, up, and then direct perceiver. Just like this, you know, path of preparation, path of accumulation, path of preparation. Okay. If just like here in the sutra, don't say emptiness, okay? In middleway school, when you get path of preparation, when you get in that stage, you understand emptiness, preparation, yeah? That mind, understanding of emptiness, first understanding of emptiness, what do you call? Inferential value cognizer, yeah? First inferential value cognizer, understand emptiness. That value cognizer increase or progress or improve, and then become meditative equipoise, like direct perceiver. Yeah? That increase, then omniscient mind. Omniscient mind become like this way, okay? It's like something go continue, improve. Just like our age, yeah? Just like we grow up. Like this. Yeah, assumption, correct assumption. So here, correct assumption, there are five. Five correct assumption, okay? Correct assumption without reason. What kind of this? Just like I say, oh, you create assumption without reason means, oh, I assume Rumbuchen is here in the center yesterday, but he's no. There is no correct, yeah? You don't have reason, yeah? Why I have been there yesterday. If you have something reason, your assumption with reason, then that means assumption without reason. Here, just give like example, like apprehending sound to be impermanent in dependence on the mere word. Sound is impermanent. You say, oh, sound is impermanent. You just say sound is impermanent. Okay, we just give like, oh, we just say we can't attain enlightenment. Yeah? We can attain enlightenment. We say also karma. Karma, yeah? Everything created by karma, yeah? We say karma, yeah? But we express, we don't have reason. We have kind of this consciousness we have. Correct assumption, yeah? You know, you say karma, yeah? Everything created by karma, then give me reason. You say emptiness is easiest everywhere. Easiest everywhere, yeah? On all the phenomena. Emptiness easiest on all the phenomena. Maybe you say emptiness easiest on this table. Emptiness. We don't say table emptiness. I heard somebody say table is emptiness, house is emptiness. No, it's very wrong. If you say table is emptiness, then emptiness become very coarse. Table we can see, emptiness we cannot see. Yeah. There's emptiness on the table, yeah? You said there's emptiness on the table. We express. It's correct without reason, yeah? How? Then you have to, if you have reason, then your correct assumption with reason. With no reason, just express. Yeah, that's what we have to. This just like, ngazu yichu nalo la ya, ani jisen yubi yichu, jisen mibi yichu, jisen madubi yichu, jisen yuja tenla mapubi yichu, san takanda yichu nga shekdo, yichu nga shekde, ani tatsu sama ngarazu son tamayina, ani kechamburi do, ra, ngazu ki kanalo la, tomba nyinsi lao shekdo, अनि छु मामुजी लव शिग दु दे मराज लव नाजे की अनि ससु लय दलय लव नाजे की जिसे की जवजों दु द मंदु जो मराज ये खान लव शिब जांच ठोक जान दो दो मराज खान लव नाजे दल जिसे की जवजों दु द मंदु जिसे की जवजों यो भाई ना अन तगाज की अनि मसो लय अनि मोम बलय अनि फेंदो छे मु यो रेस जिसे की जवजों यो भाई ना Digi and Yaji Yajiba down or the name Wallaya, lawyer more compared to Yaji. Do you think Jojo Mebaina? Kadina Yajin Rayoman, Dara Dedra. Then the correct assumption, Lajido, or to Kadina Tiko Dedra. Mazu Kadina Domani is a kind of lordship of Zanji, only Toguja, only Kadina Yandro, Chuzo Nondo, Mandro, Chuzo Nondo, only Gigi Domani, emptiness, four noble truth. Chonas express Kazimu Kazi Jisemebaina? The correct assumption without reason. Kazina Duchanjan Lona, and Jis Yajan Rayamar. And Yajan Romena? Duchanjan Lovchi, and you call a con did it, Things are not so telemarkoji. Maraz Kagi Narola, Tombani Shiva in another, Legend Shiva in another, Samale, Jiseng, Jojo, Yajin, Azuki, Jebaina, and Yajan Rayada, Maraz Piju Dana. Biju dang tuya ji dang, ane so su le, pen to qing bu yu res, tu ke qing bu res, o de xue yis.
So, whenever we, you know, study and read something, studying Dharma and so forth, it is always good to have a supporting reasonings or the rationale behind one's own understanding and one's own, you know, studies and one's own studies and so forth. And here, just like that, we find that different divisions of the correct assumptions. And we should not just take it very lightly of those correct assumptions, the divisions of those correct assumptions. Divisions of the correct assumptions must be studied. And understand, must be understood. So there are divisions that we talked about earlier, the correct assumption with reasoning, reasons, correct assumption without reasoning, correct assumption the reasoning is not established, correct assumption that does the reasoning but it has not been established, and so forth. So there are five different kinds of the divisions of the correct assumptions. So now, if we, you know, just keep verbalizing and expressing it without thinking about the reasoning of all of the studies that we are undertaking, then that may become a word, and this will not progress one's spiritual practice, one's spiritual realizations, and it will always remain, you know, limit oneself in one particular place where you cannot actually go beyond it. Just like we speak about the Four Noble Truths and then emptiness and so forth, and we just can't, it is not simply adequate of just expressing it, just verbalizing this emptiness, expressing the word of emptiness, and expressing the word of the Four Noble Truths and so forth, will not really, would not really enable one to develop one's own spiritual, you know, practice or spiritual realizations. So, what we need is, just as you express all those, you know, words such as emptiness and Four Noble Truths and so forth, and think about the reasonings. What is the reason behind it? And why it is important for one to really to know about the reasonings and so forth. So then, if you do that, then this will really give you a glimpse of how important it is for us to understand the meaning of what we call the, you know, emptiness and Four Noble Truths and so forth. Otherwise, then, you know, if we just keep repeating those words one after another, and, you know, going to center and go back, and then coming to center and receiving the teachings, and, you know, following those you know, words alone, this is not really help us to, you know, help us for the progression of one's own spiritual practice.
Correct assumption, yeah. That means we have we have to rid of correct assumption without reason. It's important. That means we have to something, whatever you express, with support. Yeah? If you don't, whatever you say, like emptiness, vulnerability, whatever, if you don't have kind of support, just saying, then correct assumption without reason is always there. Yeah? Nothing progress your learning or practice Dhamma, nothing, you know? Always assumption. Yeah, that's very important. So it's have to have something with support, with reason. Yeah, that's yeah. Then second correct assumption with contradiction reason, yeah? Contradiction reason means this table is impermanent. Because it's permanent, it's contradiction, you know? Yeah, it's contradiction. Yeah. Maybe this kind of correct assumption, all kind of these examples in here, yeah? I think so you know this. It's clear, yeah? It's correct, five correct assumption. Correct assumption with contradictory reason. They give apprehending sound to be impermanent by the sum of what is the empty of the ability to perform a function. For example, illustrate correct assumption or contradictory reason. Yeah, just like contradiction reason, yeah? Contradiction reason like means, sound is in like, oh, sound is impermanent because if you say, oh, sound is impermanent because object of eye consciousness. No, it's just that maybe. Well, sound is impermanent because permanent. It's kind of reason is contradicted, yeah? If you say, oh, sound is impermanent because permanent, it cannot be reason, yeah? It's like kind of reason, give you reason, like contradictory reason. Contradictory reason, yeah? Because, oh, he is, Rinpoche, because layman, he is contradictory. Or he is a monk, because he is layman, he is contradictory reason, yeah? He is layman and monk, opposite, is, yeah? Yeah, permanent and impermanent, opposite. Oh, this is, okay, this is a selflessness of the person, because selflessness, self, is all like contradictory reason, yeah? Yeah, second, is clear, yeah? Then third, correct assumption with the indefinite reason. Indefinite reason means, usually you give me like kind of reason like, maybe I want to, you know, from give like kind of reason of emptiness. Yeah. Everybody look at my face. I want to give example like reason of emptiness. Then how kind of reason you give? Definite reason or indefinite reason? You know correct reason, yeah? Just like I say, oh, table, I give like table is impermanent. I give you correct reason of table is impermanent. Table is impermanent. Now my reason, yeah? Because it is compounding phenomena. It is form. It's reason, yeah? Because all form necessary to be impermanent. All form changing, yeah? Now you give me like indefinite reason of table is impermanent. You give me kind of. You say, oh, table is impermanent because it is existing. Exist, yeah? It is phenomena. Is reason is definite or indefinite? Yeah, because all phenomena don't need to be impermanent. Yeah? Like we say, permanent things can be phenomena, yeah? Does it make sense or not? It doesn't make sense, yeah? Yeah, everything cannot be permanent, yeah? Maybe you give me indefinite reason, yeah? This table, you give me. It's smart. You give me this table is indefinite. Indefinite reason of impermanent. This table is impermanent. Now you give me indefinite reason. Yeah, because it exists. It's indefinite, yeah? Why? Yeah, because, yeah. Produce, just like, okay, Rinpoche is monk because person is indefinite or definite? Indefinite, yeah? Rinpoche is monk because he is a person. It doesn't make sense, yeah? All person cannot be monk. When you write paper, you cannot write like this, Rinpoche is a monk from India because he is a person. Then even teacher, they're surprised. What does it mean? Well, it doesn't make sense. Like, yeah, you wrote it. Why? Yeah. Yeah, now you, now you give kind of correct assumption with a indefinite reason like emptiness. Can you give me? Everybody maybe give like a correct reason of emptiness, yeah? Everybody always say emptiness, yeah? That's why we have correct assumption of emptiness. We have to change with reason. Correct assumption without reason with the emptiness. Now we say, oh, this table, emptiness on this table. How to say it now? Like middle school, yeah? Yeah, because it has emptiness, because inherent is lack of inherent existence, because it is dependent, arise. Yeah? Inherent exists means it doesn't rely each other, yeah? Dependent arise means, or depend, is like, give like reason, huh? You say, oh, emptiness just doesn't mean like, oh, emptiness on table. You have to reason, oh, this table, it has emptiness because table is inherent, lack of inherent existence. Yeah, lack of inherent existence because it is dependent arise. Now, dependent arise and lack inherent existence are like contradiction, yeah? Yeah, inherent existence and dependent arise, contradiction, yeah? Contradictory, yeah? Yeah, inherent existence is a kind of exist naturally. Dependent arise is cannot be exist naturally, yeah? Is relied on something. That's just like you give some example like here, you can use here this correct assumption with reason, correct assumption with a correct assumption with an indefinite reason. Yeah, indefinite reason, yeah? Correct assumption, indefinite reason is clear, yeah? Now already, yeah? Or Rinpoche is a monk because he is a person. It's not indefinite, it is indefinite reason. Then correct assumption with the in a how to say in applicable reason, how to say into can you give me this reason? Mishiji zunji dale dam daba madu bitensus. Madu bitensus lo de zambale penanget de lozo. Oh, Mishi dada da. We say, oh, sound is impermanent. Sound is impermanent because object of I consciousness. This reason is not applied. It doesn't apply, yeah? It doesn't apply, yeah? Or you say, oh, sound is impermanent because object of eye consciousness. Inapplicable, yeah? It is inapplicable. Yeah. Then it just say, you just tell them, but there is a reason, but they don't say, just like, oh, sound is impermanent, but there's a reason, but he didn't give reason. Yeah, correct assumption, yeah? Now it's okay. Maybe I can stop here and I need some question. Maybe everybody a little bit looks tired. Yeah. Do you think it's kind of beneficial or not beneficial? Like, kind. Yeah, it's really required. It's really required. Yeah, it's really. That's why they give like kind of this class, you know. Even I just like in like now times. Before I mentioned that, because in lots of in India, also in Tibet, all school they now start this subject. His Holiness said, teach them first topic, collective topic, and this one. Because His Holiness said, okay, I just like story, like before, maybe second year of study, like collective topic, yeah? Collective topic, or then, what's Tari?
Yes. Tariq, which is the reasoning. topics on the reasonings?
Yeah, usually they have monastery first year collective topic, and then second year kind of this awareness class. Third year they like reasoning of class kind of reasoning. Yeah. Tari.
No, Tari.
Yeah.
Correct reasons.
Yeah, correct reasoning class. When His Holiness, when he study like this, he really get kind of, when people talk, really, it's not like superficial. When people talk, it's really, it makes sense, or this is correct or not correct, but his really assumption is, when he study like third year of this class, he said when people talk, he really make like assumption with reason, is really reason. Just like we say, okay, oh, he look at me like something, he said something, we just always make wrong, like kind of contradictory reason, like opposite reason. Yeah? Yeah? When you talking with the people, when people did you something, when people complain or anger or something, then when you talk with people, or just like, you see, oh, look, eye, face changing, we just correct assumption by kind of external expression, yeah? Not only talking, just like his action or something. We cannot really make assumption or correct assumption by what he's thinking or what he's really talking from his expression. Yeah, on that, His Holiness said on that time, he's really, that's why, anyway, in Tibet, their school, they have kind of this class. Even all, lots of old people, they study kind of those, yeah, classes. Yeah, okay. Yeah, what do you mean, Tiffany? Yeah.
Okay. That means like at that time we are able to subdue all the five aggregates.
Yeah, if okay. You, because five aggregates we have there, you know. But
so are we at that
we
point?
Can, if you pre-five, we can subdue a contaminated five aggregates. Is five aggregates you don't have to subdue, you know, like contaminated or five aggregates or kind of, yeah, we can subdue, yeah.
Okay.
But aggregates, five aggregates we doesn't have to subdue, you know. Five aggregates you can purify and go as much as you can go up. Go up, I don't know how to say. Yeah, on that time when you mental purify, you can subdue contaminated five aggregates. Yeah, five aggregates, and you can purify contaminated five aggregates. Yeah. It makes sense, yeah? Okay. Hello, Nimala. Ani, that's a little bit of a change. That's a
little
bit. Ani, Nimala, ani, this is a chubu charge. So,
it's a little bit of a change.
You know that kunyejo that dingye la keju jijera
no
tu dadan de jijeja ani nimala tuje che nimala
laso laso
tuje che oh ani ani jela je wo nimala
laso yin de yin
laso laso tuje che wo tuje che laso laso okay dedication
gang zhe zhe ye guo ye jing gang de bian dan de wa ma lin ju ne jie zhe zong wang de zhen jia zuo 这边是第八的等级日记给王帝云云的到老马上进出去年路啊即将马列王